My name is DJ Feldman. I'm a 41-year-old federal employee. I've been employed by the federal government for the last 16 years. In May of 2008, my husband and I discovered I was pregnant. Like any expectant parents, we were both excited and terrified, depending on the hour that you asked us. In August of 2008, during a sonogram, we received the worst news any expectant parent could receive. We're sorry, your baby has anencephaly. For those of you that don't know what anencephaly is, it is a neural tube defect in which the brain and the cranium do not form. It is 100% fatal to the child. If carried to term, these babies die within hours. Most are stillborn, and even more die at some time in utero. When my doctor found out, when my doctor found out about the diagnosis, she called me. She was not in the office. My regular OB was not in the office that day. She called me, and the first thing she did was offer her condolences. And then we discussed that this had nothing to do with my advanced maternal age and what steps we were going to take to prevent this in future pregnancies. Afterwards, we had a discussion in which she adamantly said to me, "You are not going to continue this." There was no doubt in her mind that I needed to have an abortion. In her mind, it was medically necessary. And she said to me, "Well, you can go in tomorrow to the hospital and my staff will arrange it. I will not be there because I have office hours, but the doctor on call in my practice would perform the abortion. Or, if you prefer, I'm available for you Saturday morning, and I will come in for you." I wanted my doctor, so I chose Saturday morning. We went to the hospital. I gave them my insurance card, and I went up and I had the abortion. It wasn't until 6 weeks later that I started getting denials on my insurance company. But let me be clear. During the time after the abortion, it was not the easy time of my life, like some would have you believe. I woke up crying. In the middle of the night, I would sob at the drop of a hat. I took time off of work, and I sought therapy. Eventually, I was able to heal. But I still believe that the decision to have the abortion was the right one, and I don't even want to speculate on my mental condition had I not had it. It was 6 weeks later when I started getting the denials from my insurance company, and I looked at it, and I was like, "Well, what's going on?" It was then that I actually went back and looked at my insurance coverage. As you can imagine, the last thing on my mind after receiving the diagnosis in the immediate aftermath was my insurance coverage. So I looked back and said, "Well, rape, incest, and life of the mother." And I thought to myself, "Well, surely terminating a non-viable pregnancy falls into life of the mother. They surely couldn't have expected me to carry a non-viable pregnancy to term." So I went and I gathered up my medical records, because even then I thought there was some sort of mistake, and I appealed this decision. And a few months later, I got a letter back from my insurance carrier saying, "Thank you very much. We saw that your baby was diagnosed with anencephaly. Our medical experts determined that you could have carried to term because your life was not in danger. And by the way, you owe $9,000. It was then, at this point, I discovered that it was a matter of federal law. At this point, it never occurred to me, which is a little bit embarrassing because I consider myself to be fairly well educated, that this was a part of my insurance coverage. When I spoke to any of my friends who were also federal employees, they had no idea this was part of their insurance coverage. It was then I got a little bit angry that my health care had potentially been compromised because of politics. And it was then I contacted the Center for Reproductive Rights, saying, do you know what's going on? Are you aware of this? And I spoke to Nancy, and I thought long and hard about coming forward. But I realized, and after discussing with my husband, that I had a moral obligation to do so. I am incredibly fortunate in my life, and my husband and I were able to pay for the abortion that I had, which, in full disclosure, I was able to negotiate down to $5,000. But not everybody is going to be in my position. And so I've been on Capitol Hill talking to the staffs of lawmakers, talking about the unfairness of this ban, talking about what I went through, and hoping to get this ban lifted, because I felt I needed to show how unfair that abortion is not for the irresponsible, as we are sometimes portrayed in the media. I very much wanted to have this child, and I still needed these healthcare services. So that's why I'm here today, telling you that we need to do something, because somebody like me will always have access to reproductive healthcare, but I am not the norm.